Hello.
Okay. Hello.
It's working.
Okay, we're working.
You know who's not working?
Let's see. Let's give everyone one guess.
It's Amy.
Yes, thank you for guessing, Amy, everyone. We knew you would get it.
Breaking news.
Amy's fired.
Amy's fired. For real this time.
Yeah, we already have her papers drawn up.
Yeah, from last year.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's serious.
Yeah.
We mean business. Mm-hmm. So.
So our business is moving forward without you.
Without Amy.
It's very lucrative business. It's
very lucrative.
Very.
We have made tens of dollars.
Yes, tens of dollars.
So people should be jealous about our podcast and its lucrativity.
I guess Amy doesn't care about splitting tens of dollars with us.
Hope she doesn't. She's not getting her tens of dollars.
And she doesn't even offer to call in. I mean, she's in New York City and she can't call us.
Yeah.
What is she doing there?
What's so great about New York City?
It's not like she's like going to brunch or something.
Yeah.
Super rude.
Super rude.
We're going to do fun things too here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, Basics, it's Travis.
It's Chelsea.
And it's the Basic Brunch Cast, table for two.
Dos.
Travis and Chelsea edition.
Like always.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Just kidding. One day soon, I'll be gone.
Yeah, that's true. Then it'll just be me doing this podcast to myself.
No, I think Amy will be here with you. Yeah.
But we fired her just now.
Oh, shoot. Okay. You can have a guest.
Okay.
Every week.
Great. New format.
New format.
I just walk up to strangers on the street and say, would you like to be in an episode of the Basic Brunch Cast? I make tens of dollars.
New format. This is just a talk show.
Yeah. I just talk at you all.
With random guests.
With randos.
Nonetheless, here we are. We're not at Queenie's anymore. We moved out.
Yeah, we've moved out of there. We're at Chelsea's place.
Yep, we live here now.
Yep.
Travis does too.
I moved here today. Official residence. I'm very excited about this being my official new residence.
Yes, this boring town.
Please get me a chauffeur and a cook. And I would like that as my compensation for living here.
Okay, I think one of the people in our compound will do that.
Perfect, wonderful.
That's what we call this neighborhood.
The compound.
The compound.
Love that name, the compound. I am, I want to say speaking of compound, but it's not speaking of a compound, but it did make me think about it. I sent this to you and Chelsea yesterday. There's a new show coming out. What'd I say?
You and Chelsea.
Oh, I meant you and Amy.
That's fine too. Oh, so you fire her, but you're now calling me her name. It's
weird. I didn't even call you. I said you and Chelsea. I was like, there was two of you. You're both of your personalities.
Oh, okay.
I texted both of you.
I'm Diane.
You're Diane. And Diane I texted your alter ego, Chelsea.
Okay, I understand. I understand.
And I'm excited about a new show called The First Lady that's going to be coming out. And it's going to be Viola Davis and Michelle Pfeiffer and Gillian Anderson playing different first ladies throughout the history of our country. I'm just very excited. Gillian Anderson is playing Eleanor Roosevelt.
Oh.
And it does look like there's a lot of suspicion that Eleanor Roosevelt might have been a lesbian. And in the trailer, I noticed there's two different instances where they have her character either hugging or kind of being embraced by a woman. So I feel like they're going to kind of play a little bit with that rumor.
Okay.
And then Michelle Pfeiffer is playing Betty Ford, which there is this really beautiful portrait of Betty Ford. I think it's like her first lady portrait, and she's in this blue dress. And in the trailer, they showed Michelle Pfeiffer sitting for that portrait, and she looked so much like her. And I was kind of shocked by it. I was like, oh, wow, you actually do look like her. And then Viola Davis is playing obviously Michelle Obama. Mm-hmm. And I thought it was an interesting casting. I'm very supportive of it because I love her as an actress.
Yes, I do too, as well.
But the only thing I thought was very interesting about it is that this is Michelle Obama from 2007, 2008.
Yeah.
So she would have been in her like early 30s.
Yeah.
And I was like, is there not an actress who's in her early 30s who could play this role? Not that I judge that at all. Like, Viola Davis is gorgeous.
Yes, yes,
and
absolutely
beautiful, but she's not 30.
No, she's not 30.
And so I just thought, like, is that...
She probably looks closer to 30 than I do.
Yeah.
But, you know, she's not.
Yeah, I just thought it was interesting. I was that like, is, that's it's it an interesting be, casting.
I feel like that comes down to truly, then it is her acting.
Her
like
acting has to be that.
She just had to have knocked it out of the park.
And they were like, this has to be her.
This is who it has to be.
Yeah.
We'll just...
Maybe it'll go through Michelle's life to now where she would be, you know, to that age.
And maybe they'll use, you know, like not just makeup, but maybe there's some prosthetics they'll use. Mm-hmm. Probably not, but yeah. I'm just thinking there's ways that they can. I mean, if you put on a shitload of makeup, you'll look really, really young.
Yeah, really young.
So that's what I do.
Okay.
Every morning.
I need to do the same. I actually was Googling best blurring primers the other day.
Mm, did you find an answer?
I still need to do more reading and research.
I get hung up because I try to find these kind of things on TikTok, but then I just start watching the makeup video instead, and I'm like watching the whole look, and I'm like, oh shit, I was only here for the primer.
I was just here for the primer.
And now I'm on this person's page, and I'm 27 videos down into their makeup page, and I'm never going to be able to do my makeup like that, so I don't even know why I'm here. I just need the primer.
Yeah.
So I'm still sick and strong with the Kat Von D Good Apple Foundation, though.
Yeah,
I need to get my updated summer color because I'm quite washed out with this pale color.
Yeah.
So.
Very pale.
Put a lot of bronzer on. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm. I had to order. So I have like a little bronzer that's like a liquid bronzer. Mm-hmm. And I just put it on like after I put my lotion on and stuff like that. It just helps me feel like I've got like a little bit of color in my face. Mm-hmm. It's not very strong. And it's actually by Murad, which is like a skincare company.
Yeah. Okay. And a really, really prominent and popular skincare company.
But it's been discontinued probably because people weren't buying makeup from them because they're skincare. Mm. But so that's they've discontinued it and I'm almost out, but I did find a new bottle on Mercari that's not been opened. Like it was in an unopened box. And I was like, I don't even care if this is expired. I don't have time to try to find something that is similar to this and I like it and
that's tough.
I'm gonna buy it and then I'll just in the meantime, now that I have a new bottle coming, I'll look for something that is comparable.
You can ration it out a little bit more.
Yeah. I'm just pretty upset about it.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, because I like it. It's stupid when people discontinue products that you're used to.
Yeah, please consult with us specifically if you're going to discontinue products.
Yeah. We have needs, and they are those products.
Whichever ones they are, any ones.
Any of them.
We have to use them.
Please stop taking them from us. So, yeah, that's some of the online shopping that I've done this week is buying probably expired product.
I didn't even think about to talk about this, but I've had an interesting journey with online bathing suit shopping over the last week. So my favorite bathing suits that I got last year and season were from Aerie.
Yeah.
They're very size friendly. They're very...
And they're owned by American Eagle, right?
Yeah. It's like American Eagle / Aerie. Yeah. So they almost like basically have the same website. So I ordered the same bathing suit, same size, same style, different fabric. That I got last year, got it. And I was like, well, I don't know what you did between last year and now, but girl, this doesn't fit.
Yeah.
So I take it into the other room where I keep my bathing suits and I hold it up to the other bottom, same size. I mean, completely different.
Okay.
In a rude way. I mean, when we talk about things that we need you to keep the sizes the same between seasons because it doesn't make us feel great if you change the size of your fabric.
But luckily, you knew it wasn't you.
That was good because at first I was like,
the bathing suit.
Great. I kind of thought I had been working out this whole year, but maybe I just imagined that.
Yeah, maybe that wasn't real.
So then I was like, all right, well, I'll just buy the next size up, which is a size that I would never even consider purchasing. Yeah. So then, Travis, this bathing suit.
Is it too big now?
I mean, it went up to, it's a bikini, it's a high-waisted cross kind of, whatever that's called, like across the stomach, like crossover. Bikini. Well, the crossover was like in my boobs.
Yeah.
And then my whole butt was out because it was like so long.
Oh my God.
And not wide. And I was like, so you thought when people needed to go up a size, they needed a really long, long bathing suit, but you still didn't give any. We needed it to go width-wise as well. We needed it to go both ways. So then I was like, all right, whatever. I'm giving up. I'll send these back. But I gave it one more try.
Okay.
I have one more bathing suit on the way. It should be here tomorrow.
Okay.
It's a different fabric.
Okay.
Because I've decided it's the fabric.
Yeah, what was the fabric?
It was like a ribbed, shiny kind of... It did not feel like it had a lot of give to it.
Yeah.
So I've swapped back into what I think is...
bathing suits really should be four-way stretch.
Yes.
Like, it should stretch from all directions.
You're probably going to move a lot in a bathing suit.
Yeah. Like, when bathing suits aren't, and I have one that's not, it's like a two-way stretch. So it only stretches, you know, in one direction.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's not acceptable for a bathing suit.
No.
I have to be able to move and breathe. And the stretching is going the wrong direction for breathing.
And if I don't need to be able to move, at minimum I need to be able to breathe.
Yeah.
So I can stay there on my float and at the side of the pool, you know, pretty stoic.
Yeah.
But I will have to breathe during that time.
Yeah. It's crazy, but we have to breathe.
Yeah. So that was all I did online shopping. I've tried to really taper back. I've been on this weird journey of unsubscribing from all these stupid fucking emails.
I've been unsubscribing as well.
Travis, please try not to be so much like me. It's kind of weird.
I have been doing that. I went through the other day and unsubscribed from like a lot because I was like, I don't need this.
No, and honestly, like, I feel like even if you say, I don't want to receive your promotional offers when you buy something, they just actually don't care.
Yeah,
and they like,
I think they send them anyway.
Yeah, they want this. Even though they said they don't want it, they want this.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah, I've been unsubscribing as well. I did buy a lot of new stuff. It hasn't all arrived yet. But I needed some new clothes for the summertime. I don't like anything that's in my closet right now. I'm going through that phase where I'm like, I hate all of this.
Yeah.
And why did I ever wear any of it?
I'm concerned. Are we going to go through this phase every year?
I think so.
Okay, good.
So I'm trying to be more conscious about how much I spend on it.
Yeah.
But then the downside of being price conscious is then you're not environmentally conscious.
Right. You have to make a sacrifice.
So
one
of
way.
Them gets sacrificed. I'm like, whatever. So I'm just going this time it's cost and I'm sorry, environment. But maybe talk to BP and Exxon, because they're the ones actually destroying the planet, not me.
Yeah, we're trying the best we can.
Yeah.
That's funny because I actually am starting to go through a similar thing where I'm looking and I'm like, I'm not going to like this stuff. And the reason I started to buy bathing suits was because I was like, okay, I don't want to do this, but I think it was a couple weeks ago. I'm like, you need to go ahead and try on your bathing suits because if you don't like the ones that
100%.
You have, you need to start buying them and feel comfortable wherever my body is at. Because as you know, like I'm doing the muscle gain process right now.
Which inevitably, because I am too, gives you a little bit of extra fluff.
Exactly. And it's okay because there's an end goal in mind.
Yeah.
However, I was pretty pleased like with all the bathing suits I tried on. So I was like, okay, this is okay. Let's add a couple more pieces in here that you're going to feel super confident in. And then I went to Walmart yesterday. I don't go to Walmart a lot. It's
overwhelming.
Weird because it's like,
me.
It's overwhelming. It's especially during the pandemic. It wasn't like my favorite place that I wanted to be. But I keep seeing on TikTok that they're kind of like stepping it up with their clothes. So I was going for another reason. They have like a little FedEx store inside apparently and I needed to do my bathing suit returns there.
Interesting.
So I was like, oh, whatever. So then I ended up walking around and I think I did something that Amy would do because I've bought a dress that I think is for children.
Okay.
And I'm pretty sure I had this dress when I was a teenager.
Did you buy it from the children's section?
No, no. I mean, it's for the babies. Like, oh, not like for children, Gen Z, like for the Gen Zers.
The young Gen Zers.
Yeah, because okay. Everything is, it's full on 90s.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's even more 90s in Walmart. Yeah. It's literally like activewear, grandma's, 90s, tiny bathing suits.
Yeah.
They didn't make a section for millennials.
Yeah.
Nothing. Which is fine. So I tried on a couple things, a little like pair of bell-bottom pants, and they were cute, but they didn't. I felt like they were so poor quality that they were only going to last like 1 to 2 wears. And they were $7. Yeah. And I was like, a $7 pair of pants is not going to get, anywhere in terms of use.
The fabric's going to peel on that. Exactly. It's just not going to be right.
So then it is a, you know, kind of like a tank top style. I think everyone's mom had this dress too in the 90s. Okay. You've seen it. Tank top style dress, light denim.
Yeah.
Just a one full piece.
Yeah.
And then there's a silver zipper all the way up the front.
Yes. Yes. I've seen this.
So
From the 90s.
So I own that dress now.
Okay. Great. So, love that.
I did show it to my niece and she said, that's cute.
You need some white heads for it. You have some though, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, good.
And I was like, do I want to do white heads? Or I think I'm actually going to try to style it.
Style it up?
Like, not style it up, but maybe like tweak it just a little bit. Okay. So it's not so, because I think the Gen Zers are probably wearing white heads with it. So
they
I
are,
don't
yeah,
want to
yeah.
look too young-ish.
It is like, I think we've talked about this. It's that element of like looking modern and looking young mm-hmm. while not looking like I'm trying to be young.
Exactly.
And there is a very fine line between being modern, up to date, in style, and young and fresh for your age. And
yeah.
like just full on like, oh, you're the mom who doesn't know that you shouldn't be wearing that.
Yeah.
Because you look like you're trying.
Yeah.
And it's not cute to look like you're trying. It's cute to be like, did you just throw that on and you look adorable? Like, that's adorable. And if you can, and actually nobody ever does that. There is no such thing as just throwing it on and looking adorable.
No.
That is planned, and you style things in your, you know, in front of your mirror and test them out and make sure you look okay. If you're listening to this and you're like, I sometimes throw things on and I look cute. Well, fuck you, because
right,
you're rude. You're the exception. And I'm jealous of you. But yeah, I think there is a very fine line of like, and it's so hard to walk that line of like mm-hmm. still looking modern, like I understand fashion trends without just full on looking like, well, I went to a 19-year-old's closet and took
yeah.
their clothes.
So we'll see. I mean, we'll see how it turns out. I definitely don't want to. I don't want to look like I went to a 19-year-old's closet and tried on their clothes.
No, no.
So stay tuned for that. Dress.
Yeah, I'm excited about it.
It also was funny earlier this week because I was having a conversation with my mom about kids being on their cell phones mm-hmm. and just how much are on their cell phones. And it just made me think of it as we were talking about not looking like you're in a 19-year-old's closet. And she said, you're always on your phone too, especially when I'm talking to you. And sometimes that's really rude. And I was like, that's just how millennials are. Mm-hmm. I was like, we multitask.
We multitask.
And actually, a lot of times we're looking something up
that
on
you
our
said.
Phone that
so
you
we,
said.
Yeah.
So we're trying to like figure it out right there in the moment because that's just what we got used to on cell phones. And I just thought it was so funny because she goes, well, us, whatever you call us, grown-ups.
Boomers.
And but she was trying to think of the word boomers and equated it to
grown-ups. Yeah.
And I was like, well, I'm a grown up too. So I just want
to. And that is the thing is boomers view themselves as grown ups.
And not us.
And everyone else is a child. And there is an element to it to be like, well, I'm a grown up too. But actually I am.
Yeah.
And I've been paying my own bills for 18 years. Like the length of a childhood. That's how long I've been paying for my own bills on my own without any financial assistance. And it's like, so I am a grown up.
Yeah.
And I've had a job for 20 years. I've been in the workforce.
It's crazy.
I'm a grown up, guys. And you do actually need to listen to us because the other element to it is, and obviously we love our parents. We love our grandparents. you're all going to die first, theoretically.
Right.
And so any choices you're making today will only affect you for the next 20 to 30-ish years.
Right.
And if you're a grandparent of us, probably only the next like 5 to 10 years.
Sorry, a little less longer. We hate that for you.
Yeah.
And us.
And us. But they will affect us for like the next 60 years. Mm-hmm. So please make better decisions for the environment and for politics and for literally everything. Because
and please just don't, when you're trying to remember your generation's name, say grown up.
Grown up.
Because it's not, that's not the name. It's the
because there's even Gen Zers who are grown-ups.
And she goes, whatever you call us. No, that's the name of your, we don't
Boomers.
Call you that. We didn't,
yeah.
I didn't make that up. I don't know who picks the names of the generations. Take it up with them.
Yeah. And honestly, the people who made it up it was marketing in like the 1980s, came up with the silent generation, Boomers, and Generation X. And then because they had come up with those three terms, then when we were born, our first name was Generation Z because they were like, well, we'll just guess we go, Generation Y. So they were like Generation X. So I guess we'll say Generation Y, but then it wasn't sticking. And people were like,
and
Generation
Y. And
then
also, what are you going to do? Start over? But then they kind of did because
they did.
Then they went Gen
Alpha.
So
for us, we are Gen Y, but then the name Millennial came around in and it's a marketing term.
And is a little derogatory from the Boomers.
And they call everyone a Millennial. Everyone's a Millennial who's younger than them.
10-year-olds, Millennials.
Millennials. And then Gen Z, obviously, and then now we have Generation Alpha, which is where like our nieces and nephews are in Gen Alpha. And then obviously their kids will be Gen Beta.
And Travis.
Which is not the greatest name for that generation. I feel bad for Gen Beta because Beta has such like a negative connotation to it.
Yeah, it's like,
oh, you're the
Betas. Alphas and then the Betas. Yeah. Here come the Betas coming along.
So maybe they'll change that name.
But let me tell you. I went to a trampoline park this week.
With the Gen Alphas?
A lot of them. A lot of them were there, okay? I have a couple observations.
Yes, I want to know these observations of Gen
Number
Alpha.
Number one, that is a strong-ass, independent motherfucking generation. Yeah. You're not going to be able to tell them shit.
Shit, yeah.
Because I tried to tell a group of them.
Shit.
Shit. And they were like, who are you?
Who are
you? Do we even know you? I'm like, I know
who invited you
I
here?
I know those two kids right there. One of them's my niece. One of them's her friend.
Yeah.
They're like, do a cartwheel. I'm like, okay.
And then will you listen to me?
It was because they were doing gymnastics and they're like, okay, we'll do a cartwheel then.
Okay.
Well, great. Thanks for bossing me around.
Well, my knees don't support that. So
I did it.
Oh, you did it. Good job.
And then they said, so I thought this was later. My niece told me this because we were talking about the whole experience and, I was there because she was going with some friends and I was like, no, I'll stay there. And I said, and when I go, I like to jump. I'm not just going to sit there with all the boring, dusty old parents. Like I'm an aunt. I'm cool.
I'm the cool aunt.
Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, your friends are like cheering me on when I did a cartwheel. She goes, did you think we were clapping for you? And I was like,
oh no, Chelsea.
And they were doing something. She goes, we were saying slay, slay. And I was like, well, that's even more exciting.
Yeah,
then.
That's
so
better.
Actually, I hope you know that I'm.
Slay means like you're doing great. You look amazing.
But she goes, do you know even what that means? Girl, your generation didn't come up with slay. And then I go, have you ever heard of sliving? She goes, living? Yes, I've heard of it. No.
Sliving.
Sliving. She goes, what even is that?
And does she understand the history of slay?
No, of course not.
It's going to be like, listen, girly.
Yeah. When she gets back here today, we'll have a check-in with her.
Your generation took that from someone else.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
It's called the LGBTQ community.
Exactly. Hello. That comes from way back, girl. So that was that. That was part of my experience. There was another. They are unruly. They're not saying they're bad kids. I'm just saying they're very strong-willed.
They're different than we are.
And later, I'll get back to my trampoline story, but later in the evening, then we went to dinner, and there was a couple next to us that was talking about their kid there was like a couple and then a friend that they were there with. Yeah. Obviously, both sets of people were parents, and they were talking about their child being on TikTok and that somehow their child had figured out how to not let them specifically comment on their video. So they had made a TikTok in school, and the parent was like, the audacity to not let me, your mother, comment on your TikTok and say, why are you making this TikTok in school? And then she said that
that's why they blocked you from making comments.
And it was funny because I was talking to my niece about it today when we were getting ready, and she's like, of course, who wants that on their TikTok? I'm like, well, honestly, no one. I wouldn't want anybody to write that either.
Yeah, I wouldn't want
like,
that on mine.
I mean, I deleted or hide it or something. So, I mean, sorry, I understand. Yeah. So I'm actually more relatable to your child. Yeah. But, and she's like, and then I asked her and she said, oh, I don't know how that happened. And I'm like, oh, she's lying. She's lying. So
I do think there's an element, though, and obviously I don't have kids yet, but I do want them. That not that you're your kid's friend. Like, I'm not advocating for that.
Yeah.
But there is an element where I, and yes, I think all kids will always be embarrassed by their parents. I don't think there's very many kids in the world who aren't embarrassed by their parents. But they're embarrassed by their parents because their parents do things like comment on their TikToks and say, why are you doing this in school? If, as a parent, that is something that you want to know, don't comment that on a TikTok can embarrass them because that public shaming doesn't work. I think we know public shaming doesn't work.
Exactly.
Trump was president, so public shaming doesn't work.
Yeah.
When they get home from school, you maybe should be present in their life enough to be like, hey, I saw your TikTok and I'm just curious, like, were you doing that like in class or did you like do that afterwards? I'm not mad. I'm just trying to understand of like, I don't want you to get in trouble and I don't want somebody to think that you're not taking school seriously.
Right.
I just want to understand. And then you actually have this moment of like having an actual real conversation where it's not, no one's in trouble. We're not, because obviously if your kid was in trouble from a school perspective, they would have gotten in trouble at school. The teacher would have done something, the principal would have gotten involved. So if that hasn't happened, your kid obviously didn't break any rules or they would have gotten in trouble. So, but you can have just an honest conversation. Don't embarrass them by commenting onto their TikTok. Like, so girl, that's why she blocked you.
And it's funny because you do get that different perspective by being an, you know, an aunt or uncle, because it's like when you're an aunt or uncle, you can just be understanding. Cause I'm like, I don't have to discipline you. I mean, of course we have rules and things like that, but, so I was also realizing that I probably look back to the trampoline park. I probably looked like a strange person because I was trying not to follow my niece and her friend group around, but keep a decent eye on them while being an adult by yourself, jumping through the trampoline park. So I'm like, okay, this is great. So I basically just rotated from the trampolines to the tightrope to the zip line. I would like to let everyone know that every week when I check in with my coach, I have to share a non-scale victory. So something not scale related. I think, you know, a lot of people have heard of this.
Yeah.
Well, my non-scale victory is that I was able to do the little zip line into the foam pit and hold onto it the whole way across.
Strength. Love that.
So what happened is then I became obsessed with riding the zip line over and over again.
I was at the kids' trampoline park.
And I have a blister on my hand from it. So that's great.
Yeah.
I'm sure these kids were like, what is this lady doing? Whatever.
Listen, we didn't have this.
I didn't have a trampoline park. It's a very cool thing.
So now when we experience kid stuff, we're like,
I'm like, I love this.
Well, I'm going to just do this because this is fun. And
also, I did stop myself from going into and being the only adult to play dodgeball with a bunch of children. Yeah. So I did practice some discipline and restraint. I also was obsessed with trying to get across the like little tightrope thing. So there's a rope, you hold on to it, you walk across, but eventually you can't keep on holding on to the rope. I did get all the way across it. But then I just was obsessed with keep on getting all the way across it without falling. I would like to say I saw no children. They're able to do this.
Mm.
So
weaklings.
Mm, I guess I'm strong and you guys are kids.
You guys are weak little children.
There was a moment where there was a little boy. He was probably like 7 and he was trying to get across, and instead of letting go of the rope, he just swung around on it and then swung back to the side. And I, not thinking, laughed.
At a child.
But I was like, oh, you're being, what are you doing, silly? Like, why are you holding on to that?
Yeah, silly goose.
He looked me dead in my eyes and he goes, what are you laughing at? Is something funny? Mind you, I am a random adult in the, and I was like, you? And but because I didn't think, like, I was like, oh, you're so, what are you, like, oh, this is so awkward. Thank God I had a mask on because I was just like cringe, like smiling behind the mask. And he goes, no, is something funny? And I was like,
oh my God.
Oh, I just like, it was just like, why did you hold on to the rope? And he was like, watch me do it again.
Catch me outside.
Just, exactly. And then he just fell off again. And then I was like, you fell again. And then I just was like, can you hand me that? And then I just proceeded to go across the tightrope and not fall off. And I was like, oh,
that's how you do it.
Bye-bye.
7 year old.
Bye-bye. But he had a little attitude. I did see him at other times.
Okay.
The grand finale of me being done with jumping, I'm sharing a little embarrassing story here. So I was kind of like looking around. A lot of people were on their phones or maybe like checking their emails or working on some other thing, whatever they were doing while their kids were, they were uninterested in what the children were doing. And I was thinking,
as it seems most parents are.
Yes. And I was thinking, I bet a lot of these moms don't jump because after you have a kid, you have to pee and you have issues with incontinence because, you know, you had to like a whole ass baby out of your vagina.
A soccer ball came out of you.
Exactly. A watermelon maybe. Yeah. Like, so here's me. I'm like jumping as high as I can. I decide to start like splitting my legs like a cheerleader. I don't know who I think I am. I'm like really into the experience at this point.
Yeah.
Then I almost pee my pants.
Yeah.
I did not pee my pants, but I was like, it feels like a little pee is going to come out. I have to go now. So I was like, that's what you get for thinking that you're better than everyone. Yeah. Girl, you have the same bladder as all these
other women.
You just didn't push a child out of it. So maybe it's a tiny bit stronger, but it's still a bladder in your 30s. So and congratulations on thinking you're better than someone because you're not.
And the female bladder versus the male bladder intrigues me because I know that men can experience incontinence.
Yeah.
But I don't think we experience it. If we do, we don't. It's because we don't talk about it. But I don't think we experience it at the same rate because I don't ever have that experience. I can't even relate to it at all because I'm like.
Do you jump on trampolines?
Well, no.
Okay. Maybe we should have you jump on the trampoline and see. But I really think you're correct, though.
But in my mind, I'm like, it just stays in. So why doesn't it stay? Why isn't it staying in?
But I wonder y'all? If it's because, and this is probably going to sound really ignorant, if it's a like a longer pathway to get out versus like for a woman, it's not going on a journey. You know what I mean? Like it's not.
Well, it's not like most people's penises are a foot long.
Oh,
like,
they're not? I got confused.
Yeah. That's, it's not the norm.
Oh, okay. I understand.
So there's not normally a long journey for most guys.
Oh, okay. Just a little journey.
I mean, if you talk to most guys, they'll be like, it's such a long journey. It actually drags the ground because they can't just admit like they're just normal like everybody else.
Size penises. Yeah. Okay.
But yeah, it's not.
I don't know.
I mean,
and I do think a lot of it is related to having kids. But when that experience happened to me, I was like, you have to go to the restroom right now and make sure that you pee.
You didn't.
I went and found my niece and I was like, hi, I'm done jumping. Yeah. So I'll be at the lockers.
I've been peeing on myself.
Yeah, I peed on myself on the trampoline. It was weird. I got a kid bullied me about it. So I have to go.
His name is Trevor and he's 7 years old.
Yeah,
he asked me and he looked at me and said, who's laughing now?
Yeah,
and
what's funny now, bitch? It's crazy. But it is funny because my niece said that. So she knew the kid I was talking about when I was telling her the story. And she goes, he was like cussing his mom out.
Oh, my God.
Like, okay. Well, wow. Jen Beta's really living, really breaking barriers already.
Barriers.
Like, beta my ass, bitch.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're like, don't call us that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See you as a beta now.
You see you
Trevor.
Next Tuesdays.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. Well, we should take a little breaky break.
Yes, I need a bevy refill per the ush.
Yeah, and we'll finish this next week.
Okay, see you next week.
See you next week.
Thank you for having brunch with us today. Please follow or subscribe wherever you listen to your podcasts. You can also find us on Twitter and Instagram at Basic Brunchcast. Our website, basicbrunchcast.com, or check out our merchandise store, basicbrunchcast.threadless.com. Cheers, Basics. Let's brunch again soon. This has been a Pop Joy Media production.